I'm sorry to hear that. I'm very sorry this happened. I am so sorry that you have had this experience. We're really sorry for the delay. I am sorry the process is taking so long. I can imagine what you've been through. I understand why you feel that way. I know a mistake like this can be very frustrating. I sincerely apologize for your inconvenience. We apologize for your negative experience. We regret any inconvenience caused by these mistakes. I'd like to first apologize for any inconvenience this issue has caused you. I apologize for making that mistake. I apologize for missing the deadline. I'm sorry for mixing up the files. I'm so sorry. That was my fault. I'm really sorry. I'm responsible for that. Could you tell me a little more about what happened? Could you tell me exactly what happened? Does it happen all the time or only occasionally? Let me check the status using your customer number. Could you give me the details? When did you submit the request for an advance that you are talking about? I'm afraid your order has not been received. We have discovered that we sent you the wrong information. Our system was down for maintenance yesterday. There seems to have been a lack of understanding on the part of our shop staff. There has been a problem due to the wrong delivery address in your order. I got a rush job yesterday. Something urgent came up. It was due to my oversight. I should have checked the files carefully. That was because we received your reimbursement form after the deadline. Let me see what I can do for you. I'll look into this straight away. We will try to resolve this matter as soon as possible. I will email you with an answer tomorrow morning. I promise I'll get back to you with an answer by tomorrow. We will investigate your complaint and correct any errors immediately. I'll check with the person in charge and have him get back to you. Let me speak to my supervisor and contact you later. I'll see if we can replace it. We will ship the correct items today. We will cover all the charges related to this matter. If your unit is still under warranty, we will exchange it for a new one. I will complete my portion of the work by 5 p.m. I will revise all the documents by the end of tomorrow. I will process your request for an advance right away. I'm afraid we are unable to issue a refund unless you have a receipt. I'm afraid we don't generally offer a refund on sale items. Unfortunately, our company policies do not allow refunds, but we can offer you a replacement item. We can't deal with the matter due to our limited budget, but we'll consider it next year. I'm sorry to say that the budget is so tight that we can't increase the staff. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Thank you for taking the time to call. Thank you for contacting us regarding the incorrect order. Once again, I apologize for the inconvenience. I apologize for having put you to so much trouble, and I appreciate your understanding. If you have any concerns, please contact us again anytime. We will do everything possible to make sure this type of error does not happen again. I promise it won't happen again. I'll take steps to make sure I never make that kind of error again. I'll keep you more informed of delays in the future.
You did a good job, Tom. I'm no match for you in the way you work. There's no match for you in programming skill. You have no equal. You've been doing a great job recently. You're working hard. You've done very well. You're doing fine. I'm proud of you. Congratulations on your promotion. I appreciate your hard work. I'm grateful to you for taking the lead on this project and making it successful. I'm grateful for your outstanding contribution to the project. They're doing a great job. He's such a hard worker. Her leadership at the event was remarkable. That's really nice. That's great. That's excellent. That's wonderful. That's amazing. What a good idea. The top management was also impressed with your planning ability. All the other employees respect Michael for his outstanding work. Your diligence is remarkable. Bill is efficient in everything he does. I'm proud of having him on our team. I believe the success of the project was largely the result of your efforts. You're an invaluable member of the company. He plays a crucial role in our company's success. Everyone tells me you really did a fantastic job on that project. It's not too much to say that we couldn't have done it without you. Thank you for the praise. I'm grateful to everyone. Thank you so much. I appreciate the compliment. Thanks. That's nice to hear. I'm flattered to hear that. Thank you. I'm flattered. I am very much flattered. Without your help, I couldn't have done it. I owe my success to his help. It's all thanks to everyone on my team. Thanks to all of you, last week's event was a great success. I'm thankful to have been given the opportunity to work with this amazing team. I'm truly thankful for the great team of people I worked with. Keep up the good work. Thank you for your hard work. Keep it up. Carry on the good work. Please continue doing a great job for our team. I'm sure you'll do a great job. I believe in you. I'm sure he'll do well. There's nothing to worry about. I'm sure you can do it. Good luck. Leave it to me. I'll make it happen. I'll do everything I can to meet the deadline. I'll do whatever it takes to achieve our goals. I'm confident I can offer them a satisfactory service. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. I'll get it done. You have my word. You can always count on me. I won't let you down.
If you provided technical support for our business, how much would it cost? If you can offer a free 1-year extended warranty, we have a deal. If you give us a 10% discount, then we will sign the contract right now. If we commit to order more than 50 units, could you offer us a better price? We'd be grateful if you could consider offering free shipping on orders over $5,000. Could you please tell me what discount you can give us for large volume orders? Is it possible to move up the delivery date of MD40 to meet customer requirements? Would you be willing to extend the support period from 1 to 3 years in return for bulk orders? Would you be agreeable to a deferred payment if we doubled the number of units in our order? We're considering an initial order in excess of 100,000 units. In return for this, what kind of pricing would you be willing to offer us? It may be difficult to guarantee the delivery date unless you place an order by the 20th. We are ready to accept your offer. However, there's one condition. Here's what we'd like to suggest. We can give you a salary of $75,000 and 3 weeks paid leave per year. Do you mean you can toss in an extra 5% discount if we buy in bulk? What you mean is we'll also have to pay the licensing fees. Is the freight charge included in the price? What exactly do you mean by flexible schedule? Could you be more specific? Could you elaborate on that? Could you tell me how you intend to deal with the problem? What figure did you have in mind? Our main priority is not to sacrifice quality for price. Well, we were hoping for something around $5.25 per unit. There seems to have been a slight misunderstanding. That's not quite what we had in mind. This proposal appears to be quite different from what we heard the other day. That's acceptable to us. I think that'd be acceptable. That would be acceptable. I think we have a deal. We're in agreement. That sounds reasonable. I think we've reached an agreement here. I'm happy with that. Let's confirm the details then. I'm afraid we can't accept that. I'm sorry, but I don't think we can agree to your terms. Under these conditions, we can't cooperate with you. Frankly, we are not satisfied with the offer on the table. We can't make any further reductions. Unfortunately, we don't think we could go that far. I'm afraid there's no point in continuing our talks. That's really tough for both of us. I'm afraid it won't work for us. That's not exactly what we want. I see where you're coming from, but we can't still afford it. We don't have that kind of budget. I'm afraid I can't make a decision immediately. We don't seem to be getting anywhere with this, so maybe we could talk about it next time. But anyhow, I think we should explore other possibilities of working together. Let's continue to seek common ground while maintaining our differences. I think it would be better to leave this for another meeting. We'll have to leave that for another time. Let's discuss it in more detail at a later date. I'll discuss this issue with the rest of my team and get back to you by the end of the week. Let me sleep on it. I'll get back to you on this later.